Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you so much for joining us this week. We are back with our final episode in the mini series, Roadmap to Healthy Habits for this year. And last but not least, I want to talk a little bit about building up some strength and starting a routine that works for you, because consistency is key. And what I always say, simple equals consistency. So if you keep your goals realistic, you're going to keep doing them. And we understand the importance of strength training, but for newcomers getting started, it can feel really daunting. Where do you even begin? What exercises should you do? How long should you do them? How many reps? What equipment do you need? So, extremely overwhelming in the first steps to start it, but it doesn't have to be complicated. And what I love is starting with 10 minutes. I'm a big advocate for mini workouts because they offer significant benefits for both the body and mind while keeping workouts consistent. And for many people, they abandon their routine because they find it too challenging, time-consuming, and personally, fitting in a quick at-home workout saves me so much time in my day rather than running back and forth to the gym. But sometimes that's fun too. So there's a lot of great info about the benefits and the topics that I came up with regarding strength training, such as muscle tone, bone health. Strength training can stimulate bone growth and help maintain bone density while reducing the risk for fractures and osteoporosis, especially as we age. Metabolism boosts. Muscle tissue is more metabolically active than fat tissue, meaning that strength training can increase your metabolic rate. Improved joint health. Strengthening the muscles around the joints helps stabilize them and reduce the risk of injury and joint pain, particularly beneficial for individuals with conditions like arthritis. Enhance mood and mental health. This is probably my number one reason for moving more and including the strength training. It has been shown to release endorphins, improve mood, reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression, and enhance overall well-being. And in the wise words of Elle Woods, I have played this little clip before, but it's always so much fun to hear in her voice.
I think Brooke could have done this. Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
I have mentioned that quote around my husband and he just looks at me, and then my daughter will chime in and say, "Oh, that's from Legally Blonde." And then we laugh. So yes, boosting the mood for the benefits of exercise as well as strength training. Preventing chronic disease. Improving functional independence. Maintaining that muscle strength and mobility through strength training is essential for just improving the quality of life as we age, you know, doing our daily activities, whether that be getting laundry out of the washer and putting it in the dryer, bending down and doing those activities that we do every day. It really prevents injury. And that goes into our next one. Strengthening those muscles, the joint stability can help prevent injuries doing physical activity and reducing the risk of falls. And one fun study that I have been introduced to talks about jumping and improving the bone health. And in a study published in the American Journal of Health Promotions in 2015, researchers examined the impact of jumping on bone health in 60 women. It's pretty cool what they found. They found that 10 to 20 jumps a day led to a significant improvement in hip bone density after 16 weeks. Within the groups, they found that there was a better outcome for those who jumped than non-jumpers who experienced a decline in bone mineral density over the study period. With jumping, you could include plyometrics, HIIT, Tabata-style workouts to offer numerous health benefits even beyond the workout because you're changing things up, you're increasing that metabolic rate. And when you include variety, incorporating these dynamic exercises into the routine can really help yield long-lasting benefits. So how do we do it? How do we build a strength routine that works for you? And I would say you have to really ask yourself, what am I consistently going to do to improve my physical fitness? What's a reasonable amount of time that I can set aside per day? What can I do at home with the equipment that I have? And how can I enjoy it? Because there are so many times I start a workout and I'm like, nope, not doing this one. This one's boring. So I have put together a simple routine and there are four 10-minute workouts. So I have two samples, week one and week two. And in week one, we have a 10-minute toned arm workout, followed by a 10-minute resistant band booty workout. I just did that one the other day. It was fantastic. I could feel it the next day. It was great. The third one is an intense HIIT home workout. Just keep telling yourself it's only 10 minutes and it is a little intense, but there are modified versions for that. So if you do have any injuries, please do not do this workout on top of an injury because it's just going to make it worse, but follow along with the modified exercises. And the fourth one for week one, one of my absolute favorite workouts. I don't care about the title of it, but it's called De-Bloat and Detox with some Flat Belly Yoga. And the moves in this workout involve some holds and some wonderful stretches to lengthen and strengthen those body parts. And in week two, we start out with arms again, a 10-minute weighted arm to the beat workout. This one's kind of fun. You can use no weight or you can use a very light, like 1 to 3 weights if you like. The second one is a 10-minute leg, butt, thigh killer, no equipment workout. So you're just doing different moves, bridges, pulses, holds, all that good stuff for the lower half of your body. And the third one is a 10-minute total core workout. The fourth one, another fun favorite, it's called 10-minute cardio party HIIT. This one includes some more dance variety cardio type moves that I really enjoy. And so with just 10 minutes of strength training 4 times a week, you can really kickstart your journey to building a stronger, healthier body. I have links to all these videos as well as the playlist. I put them all on a playlist that you can save and use for your week. And again, it's all about just getting started. There are many benefits that we know and we want to keep on doing this. We want workouts to be beneficial. We want it to be fun. We want to clear the mind. We want to boost the mood. And let's just start with 10 minutes a day. Go for a walk maybe later in the day or followed by this 10-minute workout and just make moving more fun and consistent for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will link all the information in the show notes for you to get started. Thank you so much for sharing your time here with us on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.